de ellos.
Gut.
Klug. Die Suppe ist open this course of the peace, yes.
Now, last time it seemed that you could hear me when I played a video on my computer.
Yes.
So I guess Microsoft fixed that problem that they've been having for a couple of years.
The thing is that I don't know if it will still work. Just try now, and then we see it.
Okay. Well, I have my other computer on standby, but we'll try it.
No problem. We can try.
Let's see.
So look, here we have the PDF 1, and PDF 2. I sent you also via email.
Okay. So what's it doing now? I guess.
And then Paco 3 is the password, username and password is the same.
I'm not sure. Now, did you send it to chat or did you send it to email?
I sent both to chat room and to email.
Okay. Well, all I see is a happy face for chat.
That is the one you sent me.
I sent you a happy face?
To make sure that
it does
not
pass,
take this one.
What is going on?
This is the first part of the one we need.
What is going on here?
Here we go. Look at the chat room,
I don't know what's going on here. It says you're typing, but then I never get anything. Yeah, let's see if anything came in. Okay. All right. Well, I've got the email open. There's a video 1, video 2, and a PDF.
That's right. Then with the PDF, you open the first two PDFs, PDF 1 and 2. Then we will explain the chords and the context, because we never did this thing. We need to also explain which chords are these and why. Where
okay. And what's the, what is the password?
It's right there. You can copy paste the one that you see there. It says below PDF 1 is the username and password, both are the same for this PDF piece, Paco 3, Paco 6. Just put that for both.
Okay, did you say there's two PDFs?
Yes, it says there are PDF 1 and PDF 2.
Okay. PDF 2. Okay. Okay, presumably they are printing. Hang on just a second. So I have both of them printed out. Let me save them. Where's PDFs? Where are they? And somehow I've lost the PDFs. So this is A minor.
So below there, that's right. Then we have, I look, do one thing, in the buttons at the right, you have one heart, then plus sign, and then you have one other thing which says screenshot.
Oh, where am I looking?
Screen. In lower button, control buttons of the software of this thing, there is a heart. Which has the icons of the emoticon thing.
A heart.
You see? Look, I show it here.
What just happened? Oh, okay, I see the heart now. You still there? Okay, the heart just showed up, and I don't know what happened.
Okay, well, by the side of the heart...
What's going on? Heart, something's happening here.
By the side of the heart, there is another square that says a snapshot.
I'm sorry, say that again?
There is another square that says a snapshot.
Oh, snapshot.
It's by the side of the heart.
I don't know what the hell's going on here. I've lost screen share.
Take another snapshot.
I don't understand what's going on. Well, there's nothing to snapshot right now because I can't see you.
Oh, wow.
So, jeez.
Can you see me now?
Now I can. What happened?
Okay, put this thing.
Okay.
Take a snapshot.
Okay, so, I'll do it. I think I can snapshot it this way.
Log in Skype.
Come on.
Click by the side of the heart, Bruce.
Okay. By the side of the heart. Snapshot.
That.
Okay.
Now you see, okay, that is the page. Now we can click there on the chat room, and then you will see it.
Click on chat room and I'll see it there.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's this. I mean, wait a moment, let me take you another one. With this.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
I send you on the chat room, wait. Okay. Take it another because I move it.
Yeah, okay. Take another one.
Good. That was good. That was good. Now click there in the chat room, and now you can make that click, and that's all. You can save to download, open, save as, copy. Copy. And then I can send you that here.
Okay. So I saved that.
You see?
Yeah, I've just saved it.
Now let's save it. Save as chat.
Okay, so I have A minor, I have G, and I have F, right?
That's right. So we have A,
and then what is that? E.
Let's read the chords.
Okay, what is E plus? What is that? E? I can't quite make it out. It's E.
So we got first minor, A minor below. Then flat 7, G7.
Okay, that's a.
Because if we count 7 from A, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, 7. You see?
Yeah, well, okay, so we have regular. And then we have G. Yeah.
That's the tonic. Then go to the flat 7, the right, which is G.
And I've forgotten how to make a flat 7.
Sorry?
I've forgotten how to make a flatted 7.
A flat 7 is this.
Okay, let's. Okay, now I can see. Okay, so a flatted 7, this would be a 7th, right?
Yes.
What's flatted?
And now we have, no, flat 7 means the interval, not the chord. Bruce,
yeah.
This is a simple thing. Look, A minor, first chord.
Okay.
Tony, this is the flat 7. It's called flat 7 because it's built from the flat 7 of A.
Like that?
And then we have F. This is flat 6 and flat 7 and flat 9. Right? So we have. Some substitutes of the main chords, which are these four, the upper part of the page. For instance, below the G we have E minor, which is the 5th minor, is the substitute of the flat 7. So just watch the see the thing you took screenshot and write it there. E minor on the 5th minor, and D minor on the place of the 4 minor.
Look at
to teach you all the chords. All the chords of the Andalusian cadence, Spanish cadence. There is a family, numerous family of 20.
Okay, well, I'm looking back at the screenshot.
You know what happens that accidentally now you click on share a screen. So click again there to come back to normal. By the side of the screenshot, Bruce, there is one or two squares, which means share a screen.
Okay.
That you click, I don't know when. That's right. Now we are back to normal. Now I can see you. Otherwise, I was seeing me only.
Okay, so it's normal now?
Now it's normal.
Okay.
So then we go from the first chord, flat 7. Now, there is a way we could substitute the two chords in the middle. And then we have, if you see where it says flat 7 here, if you see this part, it says flat 7, G.
Okay.
And then below that, there is an E minor, which is fifth minor.
Fifth minor, okay.
I write that down, E
that
minor.
E minor.
That is also a chord in flamenco that we can use to substitute the flat 7.
Okay.
It says 4 minor below, which is a
D
minor.
D minor. Well, but let's see. Where did I'm still confused about the flat. Okay, when like for instance the flat sixth.
Flat six.
Okay, it looks like just a regular F.
That is correct, because what we mean with the flat six is that from A. Mm-hmm. The distance to F is a flat six. The distance from this chord.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's right. If it will be major six, then it will be F sharp. It would have to be F sharp. This is due to the measurements of the distances between one note and the other.
But for A minor, we don't flat.
We don't sharp. We don't flat, and therefore it's F.
Well, F has just an F.
Just a normal F.
Yeah.
Is that you now?
I'm sorry?
That is the doubt you had it?
Well, it's just F.
It's an F because it's the flat 6. This is due to the distances like this thing here, though. Aquí está. Here we go. Read this here. Here we go. This thing. Look in the chat room. The distance between two notes is called interval. And then we have a second is one tone, so two frets. Flat second, half tone. Third major, two tones. Third minor, one tone and a half. Fourth, perfect fourth, two tones and a half. Fourth augmented and fifth diminished or flat five is three tones. Then we have the fifth, perfect fifth is three and a half. And then it comes the fifth augmented or flat six has four tones of distance. So if I count from A, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, if I count 4 and a half from A, I count 1, 2, 3, 4 and a half. Therefore, this is a.
So we flat that back to this.
4 tones complete. So 1, 2, 3, 4. That is an F. Because everything has two frets. That's right. And that one there is an F.
Okay, so we're saying that.
A chord, flat 7 or flat 6, that means that this is the distance from the tonic, from A minor. That's why it's called that way. That has nothing to do with the chord being dominant or major or minor. That is just the distance the Roman numeral indicates the chord, which is located there. So we have minor, flat 7, G, flat 6, F.
Okay, so now the flatted seventh, could that be played this way?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course, because
so it is G. Okay, so it's just basically a G major.
G major, that's fine. Also could be played as G7, but that we can see later. That's not wrong because it's the same. When we said major, main dominant, you know, we have F, flat 6, and F7, flat 9. So if we substitute one of them, we will do A minor, E minor, F, and E7, flat 9. That's right, you see?
Okay.
Right now we use a minor chord as substitute of the major, of G major.
And it's a relative relative minor of G major.
And that's why it's below, it's written below the major chord.
Okay.
Right? In this case, that E minor has to be counted as fifth minor, because we are in A minor, and the fifth of A is E. So we count A, B, C, D, E, five. That's why you have a Roman numeral written fifth minor here.
Okay. Right. Got it.
When you put their E minor below that Roman numeral.
Right. And I put a D minor below the four minor.
Four. Now let's substitute these two. So we play A minor.
Okay, so that's
a C major.
C major.
Right.
And okay, and that would be the relative major of A minor. Okay, so fifth of flat seventh.
Therefore, if flat 7 is G,
G,
then what is the fifth of that?
The fifth of G, then I guess you would count from G.
That's right.
Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is that?
So the fifth of the fifth of G would be G, A, B, C, D.
The G, A, B, C, D. The D?
Yes. Therefore, the chord D7 or D.
Okay, so this would. Okay, so the seventh we said is G, so it's G and D. Okay, so we have G, and G does contain D.
Of course, but the chord built by the fifth of G is G7.
Like that?
We can play like this. Remember the C7?
Let's see, what are we going... That looks like C7. C7?
Yeah, play that.
The C7.
And now play the two frets off. That is
C7. Do I play the treble string?
Now we need to know what the flat 6 is.
Okay, well the fifth is RF.
And what's the fifth of that?
The fifth of F would be, where do we want to start from? We'll start here. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That'd be C?
C, correct. Because we count A, B, F, B, A, B, C. And that is a fifth. So now if we build the chord from that fifth, it would be E7. So we have
Okay, so I've got a C, I got the D and G. I see. And then the auxiliary off of this, it's a fifth of the fifth. Is that what you're saying? Is a B7? Okay, D7th, but then below that it says fifth of fifth.
That is another thing. That fifth of fifth is B7, correct, B7.
Okay.
That is correct. Then we have the auxiliary dominant fifth of the flat 6.
Okay.
And that is at C7.
Okay, the fifth of, let's say, no.
The fifth of the flat 7, flat 6, Roman numerals.
Okay, and so, and that comes out as what? I didn't...
And that is a C7.
That's the C.
Then, at last we have also the fifth of the fourth.
The fifth of the fourth.
Which is A7.
Okay, the fifth of the fourth. Oh, A7. That's A7.
Then, here, let me send you again, however, via email, re-explanation of this, so that you can remember these chords, because next week, next class, we will use them for playing music. And now we not only play it, but we can know from where they came, actually, because this is a whole looking in the microscope about the Andalusian cadence. Yeah. What's the final is a general question. Quartz environment. Then, you, if you can, you can check the video 1 and 2 later on and try to play the chords there, but those are also in A minor, of course, it's A, F, G, like that, which are written on this on the other page that you printed.
Okay. The Pedro Heredia.
Very good. And now I send you by email the chord we just did. So those there are the chords you need to learn. Then if you can, with, as you see the email there, there are some chords that you can learn, but it says below strumming. Pedro Heredia Tango's chords, these chords. Four fingers. There are only five chords, which are taken from this shot.
Okay.
These chords here. Then you learn those, and I see you next lesson. And on the next lesson, we apply that to the music.
Okay.
Then we know the harmonic analysis, which is very nice to have. If you photocopy this thing, you can write the chords there.
Right.
For example, what is this in E minor? That's, then it will change chords. And that way you learn chords and know also the origin, how they originate.
Okay.
This is very interesting thing. Okay, Bruce, I will see you next lesson.
Yeah, 2 weeks. Thank you. Bye.